Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a woman called Laura and a man called Carl talking about living away from home while studying at university. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello, Carl. I haven't seen you since we both went away to study.
Hello, Laura. Good to see you. I'm just back home for a few days.
Yeah, me too. How are you finding it studying in a foreign country?
It's taken me a couple of weeks to find somewhere to live. I had to find my own accommodation, although the university was very helpful and gave me a list of apartments, so it wasn't that hard.
Isn't it a problem not being able to speak the language?
Well, there's lots of students from different countries and we all use English. Anyway, my course is taught in English, but understanding the other students' jokes isn't always easy.
Sounds like fun, though. Well, I'm really concentrating on my studies at the moment because I've got an important essay to write. I was told how much work there'd be, and so I've really managed to get myself organised.
Yes, time management is essential. Have you thought about what you'll do after your university course finishes?
It's still a long way off. How about you? Do you think you'll come back home to work after your graduation?
I haven't made up my mind, actually. I've heard that some employers may not accept qualifications from another country, but my parents would prefer it if I came back here.
I guess you must feel lonely sometimes. I thought I'd love the freedom of being away from home, but it can be hard. If I saw my parents more often, I'd be happier.
Well, it's normal to feel like that. At times I felt frightened in case I was making a mistake by going to university abroad. Why don't you come and visit me when you can afford it? I'll book you into a youth hostel. They're not expensive.
I'm really curious to see what it's like at your university. I've got more than enough studying to do at the moment, though, I'm afraid. But thanks for the invitation.
Now listen again.
Hello, Carl. I haven't seen you since we both went away to study.
Hello, Laura. Good to see you. I'm just back home for a few days.
Yeah, me too. How are you finding it studying in a foreign country?
It's taken me a couple of weeks to find somewhere to live. I had to find my own accommodation, although the university was very helpful and gave me a list of apartments, so it wasn't that hard.
Isn't it a problem not being able to speak the language?
Well, there's lots of students from different countries and we all use English. Anyway, my course is taught in English, but understanding the other students' jokes isn't always easy.
Sounds like fun, though. Well, I'm really concentrating on my studies at the moment because I've got an important essay to write. I was told how much work there'd be, and so I've really managed to get myself organised.
Yes, time management is essential. Have you thought about what you'll do after your university course finishes?
It's still a long way off. How about you? Do you think you'll come back home to work after your graduation?
I haven't made up my mind, actually. I've heard that some employers may not accept qualifications from another country, but my parents would prefer it if I came back here.
I guess you must feel lonely sometimes. I thought I'd love the freedom of being away from home, but it can be hard. If I saw my parents more often, I'd be happier.
Well, it's normal to feel like that. At times I felt frightened in case I was making a mistake by going to university abroad. Why don't you come and visit me when you can afford it? I'll book you into a youth hostel. They're not expensive.
I'm really curious to see what it's like at your university. I've got more than enough studying to do at the moment, though, I'm afraid. But thanks for the invitation.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. That is the end of the test.